And there's the voice of the intro, Ernie Stanton, our imaging production general, but baseball player manager, high-energy hallway person. How you doing?
Jack of all trades, baby. Jack of all trades.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was just talking about. Thank you for confirming my introduction. All right. So you wanted to come on the food fight.
Can I say real quick? I am honored to be invited upon the food fight. I've only ever got to use my voice for it. So now to get to come on here and debate with you, I love it. Thank you.
Well, you've come on with me as the manager of the softball team.
Right. Yeah. But I've never been able to come on and debate food with you, John.
And not only that, but you're coming on after your own intro.
Right. It's a little weird. It's like eating a chicken omelet or something.
So the thing is about the food fight. And so you wanted Italian sausage versus Italian beef. Is that right?
It comes up in my house all the time.
Really?
All the time. I'm an Italian sausage guy. My wife likes her triple dipped beef that has like soggy bread and I'm an Italian sausage guy.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think I've had an Italian sausage sandwich, and it's been decades since I've had the beef, but certainly, would you agree that the beef gets more PR?
I think the beef gets more PR. It does. The beef definitely rises to the top, and everyone comes to Chicago and wants the Italian beef. And especially now with the TV show, the beef and all that, of course it gets a lot. But I'm an old school, pack the sausage Italian beef guy.
You know, I was looking it up, because I do my homework.
Okay.
They have a lot in common, by the
way.
Really? Well, let's see.
They're Italian?
Yes. Thinly roast beef, simmered and soaked in seasoned beef, au jus or gravy, an Italian roll, maybe garlic, oregano, Chicago-style pickled vegetables in oil, sweet peppers. Now, what is that? That's roast beef. Then in the
Italian beef, correct?
Then you have the sausage, which is sweet, mild, or hot pork-based. You've got sautéed peppers, sautéed onions, tomato sauce, and marinara, mozzarella, and provolone cheese, and a hoagie roll. I mean, it's not like night and day.
No, it's not at all. I guess it's going to sound bad, but I just like sausage better.
Well, I don't know, and I don't want to come on and do some sort of phony.
Well, we got to get you out to get can we get an Italian sausage and beef in there tomorrow night or something? I mean, like, come on.
radio. Oh, yes. Give us free food.
Whoever's listening right now, who owns a beef place, let's go. Let's get Johnny some beef in there. There you go.
That's been going on since the beginning, since Marconi lit up the first transmitter. Let's take a break.
I've been going to Johnny's Beef since I was little. I live not far from it at all.
We'll be back with more on 720 WGN. That's Ernie. This is Ernie. Yes, it is.
It's John.
Yes, it's Ernie. And we're doing a food fight over Italian beef and Italian sausage. And Ernie, one of the things I like to do, if it's possible, I like to find some sort of musical entertainment that may have something related to what we're talking about and insert it here. And you would think that's impossible with Italian sausage and Italian beef. Almost, but catch this little... Here we go.
We built this city on sausage royal. This city.
Come on, baby.
We built this city on sausage royal.
If you've never had one and don't recognize the taste, it's a cylindrical bit of pork rat in a puff pastry case.
That's awesome.
That is just, I don't even know who's doing that.
I've never heard that before.
I haven't either. You know, I'm like searching up and down YouTube. I don't even know who that is. You know, and they've got a full song. That's, you know, I just wanted to play the intro of it.
Well, that is awesome. That works. Yeah. You know, but the sausage is still better than the beef. Sorry.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of Cubs White Sox.
There you go.
Okay. Both of the teams play baseball. Both of those teams have hardcore fans. We have Italian sausage sandwich. We have Italian beef. I'm sure that both of those have hardcore fans. I'm guessing. The Italian beef sandwich and the Italian sausage sandwich. Both sausage sandwiches, absolutely. Just, you know, just like the Cubs and Sox, both baseball teams. Do we have a total there of people voting in? Hello.
We do have our results.
Yeah.
And although it was a valiant fight, the results do not show that. It was a 91-9 blowout in favor of Italian beef.
Well, that's because everyone's 91 people are wrong. Okay? They're wrong. I'm 91%. Sorry, 91.
It's not 91 people. It's 91%.
Well, the 91%, you're wrong.
See? It's Southsider talking about White Sox. Only it's not.
Yeah, the White Sox are right, and they are Italian beef people, and we're right.
Yeah, I know what you're
and
saying.
And they're wrong.
Yeah.
Gosh, 91%. My goodness.
I can't believe that. You know, I'm a little surprised, quite frankly. But, you know.
As I said, I love Italian beefs.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point. And with, come on, the name of the cooking show that's on. Based not the real, it's not a real cooking show, but takes place in a restaurant.
Oh, the one with the beef,
the bear,
the dog. That's got to be contributing to,
of course,
a lot of people.
Everyone comes. You know, when people come to town, they get pizzas, they get Italian beefs, and they get Chicago style hot dogs. You know, and those are the things. They don't go get an Italian sausage sandwich. They get an Italian beef.
That's true. That's true.
It is.
But, do you have anything else you want to say about your beef? Wait a minute.
Leave that one alone.
Do you have anything else to say about your sausage?
That one as well. As I was saying, I thoroughly enjoy my sausage and Italian sausage. It's the best. Anything I say at this point is going to not come out correctly. We're just going to leave that alone.
Well, thanks, Ernie. It's been great having you on. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and my voice will carry on as you continue to do
it. Yes, the intro and the rejoin, as we say in the business.